My name is Chris Franco from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Now, to begin, are you currently registered to vote at the city?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, as things stand right now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote in state elections, or do you usually vote only in presidential election years?
I vote every election.
So would that be always vote?
Or always vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you please tell me your age?
63.
Thank you. And in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How do you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida, the right direction.
Thank you. And if the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Well, I'm not sure who the Democratic candidate is, so I can't answer that question.
Oh, but well, we do have the scale. I don't know if definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
I don't vote party lines. I vote for the best candidate that's going to suit my needs.
So how should I record your answer?
That I'm an independent thinker and I don't vote for any party.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you have may heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Walt Disney World.
Unfavorable.
And is that, I'm so sorry, I didn't get it. Was that unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Very unfavorable?
Yes.
And thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Greg Poole.
Don't know who he is.
Don't recognize?
Don't know who he is.
Okay, thank you. Then we have the National Rifle Association.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Florida Power and Light or FPL.
Don't have any opinion. They're not my utility provider.
And how would you... how should
no
I record
opinion.
Your... Okay,
no
thank
opinion.
You. And then we have Planned Parenthood.
Very unfavorable.
Then we have Anna Eskamani.
Very unfavorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Well, see, here's your problem with your poll. You don't have enough selections, so you're boxing me in. So I'll say, with those selections, I'll say very favorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Rick Scott.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the job Anna Eskamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Eskamani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
Probably vote for somebody new.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Trump.
Thank you very much. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercantile Power, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I'd probably vote for Scott because I know nothing about Power. I haven't had a chance to explore her positions.
So would you say you lean more towards Rick Scott? Or
yes.
Vote for him, definitely?
I lean more toward him.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I don't have any information on Greg Poole, but I'd be more likely to vote for him than Scamani.
And would you say you would lean towards Greg Poole or definitely vote for him? Lean towards Greg Poole or definitely vote for him?
Lean towards.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit...
On that.
Yes?
I'm not going to give an opinion on that.
Oh, well, this is just...
I'm not Listen, I made my answer very clear. I'm not going to give an opinion on that at this time.
Okay, well, let's move on then. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attentions on right now? Is it improving our public schools, protecting our air and water, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, passing common sense gun safety legislation, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, lowering inflation?
Stopping illegal immigration.
We do have still a few more to go. I don't know if you would like
I don't know. I don't need any more.
Okay. Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Improving our public schools, protecting our air and water, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, passing common sense gun safety legislation, lowering inflation, creating jobs and improving wages, fighting crime and protecting the public, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, reducing the cost of insurance, or making housing more affordable.
Let me ask you this. I realize you're just a poll taker. What does Florida have to do with a ceasefire on the Gaza Strip? That's not a Florida issue. That's a national issue. So you're conflating issues that don't have anything to do with the state of Florida.
Yes, I really apologize for that. But we just want to know a general opinion on this section.
It's so these schools.
Schools. Thank you. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? Is it making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing crime and protecting the public, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing traffic congestion, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, or lowering the burden of property taxes?
The crime one.
Let me just go back over here. Reducing crime and protecting the public. And what would be the next most important issue? Out of the aforementioned list, we still have making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving wages, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing traffic congestion, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, or lowering the burden of property taxes?
Lowering the burden of property taxes.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. The first one is which one should you, I'm sorry, let me restart. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections, or a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country?
The second one.
Thank you. The next one is, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out?
No opinion.
If you were to choose between the two?
Choose between the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on then. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators, or a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community?
The woke one.
Thank you. And lastly, we have, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education, or a candidate who supports protecting parents' right to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children?
The second one.
Thank you very much. Now, let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate, and if it would be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or it would have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. We have Adam Scimani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every year.
Wouldn't vote for that person.
So would you say, is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on your decision?
That statement would give me every reason not to vote for her.
So no effect on your opinion?
I don't know. I don't know how to put it. That statement that you wrote would enforce my decision not to vote for her. So you figure out what that means.
Thank you. Now, the next one is, Greg Poole will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration in our communities. Into our communities, I'm sorry.
That would be somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have Greg Poole understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Greg Poole will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age.
Somewhat convincing.
Anna Scimani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult incontinence products.
No opinion. It's not convincing.
So would you say no effect or I don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Anna Scimani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement.
Whatever the opposite of that is. So.
No effect on your opinion, or don't know?
Those are my only two choices?
Yes, unfortunately for The other was?
I don't know. Don't know.
Don't know. Thank you. Then we have, while Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing culture wars, Alan Scamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors, afford their medicine, small businesses create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live.
That's a false statement, so whatever that is.
No effect, or don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Anna Scamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hardworking families struggle to pay healthcare and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions.
I don't believe that, whatever statement. I don't believe her statement to be true.
How should I record your answer as no effect or don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you very much. Now, before we finish, let me read you some statements about the candidates running for state representative. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have more serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Greg Poole is an extremist, and is focused on a crazy culture war, issues that, like banning books, banning abortion instead of finding real solutions that for the cost of living issues everyday families in Central Florida deal with every day.
I'd probably vote for him.
And because this section is, would you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect for voting for that candidate?
No effect.
Thank you. Then we have Greg Poole is the hand-picked candidate of the St. Tallahassee lobbyists who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not rate relief for families.
Second one, somewhat positive.
Some doubts about voting for that candidate?
What are my choices?
Yes, we want to know if you have serious doubts, some doubts, or if the statement has no effect on your opinion.
No effect. No effect.
No effect. Thank you. Then we have, excuse me. Then we have a Greg Poole. I'm so sorry. Greg Poole stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
No effect.
Thank you. Greg Poole is an extremist who is more focused on crazy... I'm sorry, that this was... We already have that one. I'm sorry. Extremist Republicans like Greg Poole will not stop at 6-week ban on abortion, and they will continue restricting women's abilities to make their own health care decisions if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
No effect.
Thank you. Anna Scamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students.
Strongly affect my decision.
So would you say this statement gives you serious doubts or some doubts about voting for that?
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Then we have Anna Scamani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state.
That's a true statement, so serious doubts about voting for her.
Thank you. Then we have Greg Poole is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet.
No
effect?
The middle answer. No effect.
Thank you. Then we have Anna Scamani was one of the of only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war.
Not a state issue. Strongly wouldn't support her.
Serious doubts or some doubts voting for that candidate?
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Then we have Greg Poole and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Scamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism, which believes non-Christian are not welcomed in American society.
That's not a true statement, so I'm not going to answer that question.
And so how should I record your answer? As no effect or don't know?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Unfortunately, we cannot skip this one.
Well, you're going to have,
have to
because I'm...
One.
No, I don't have to do anything.
Well, it will not let me through.
Okay, well, then we're done.
So how should I? Okay. Well,
we're
thank
done.
You very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.